Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Cowboys, we know he will not return as the head coach in 2025, but it seems like they have their eyes, or not it seems, they do have their eyes on Deion Sanders after Jerry Jones, according to Adam Schefter, reached out to Deion Sanders and they had a conversation about that position.
I don't know. I'm having a hard time believing he's the prime candidate, though, right? I mean, like, are we all in agreement on that? Like, he's probably not A1 for them?
Nothing about the Cowboys surprises me. I'm saying, like, what you're asking is you're surprised that he is the candidate? That's what you
no,
asked,
No, I,
right?
I don't believe that
you don't
he
believe.
Is. I like, the headline that came out yesterday was they've talked to Deion about the head coaching position. To me, that's like, hey, do you want to interview for this? Like, that doesn't necessarily mean that, like, he's the guy and they're trying to come. Like, Lord knows you can't do that today, you know, this day and age in the NFL anyways.
No, but what I'm saying is nothing surprises me. So if he is, it doesn't surprise me if he is.
I the first thing that I think a lot of people leaned back into when the news broke about Mike McCarthy was the Belichick thing. And the news about Belichick, obviously, he's been very slow at UNC. According to a lot of people, to hire a staff. He's hired, like, you know, just a handful of guys, and he's got like $10 million to hire a staff, and it's been very, very slow moving. And so I think when you start putting all that together and you wonder whether or not Bill would ever come back and try to get that all-time wins record, it seems like a situation that might benefit both parties. I don't believe that one necessarily either. And so I'm just curious to get you guys' thoughts on your initial reaction as to who it might be when it was announced that Mike McCarthy's not returning.
Who might be their number one candidate?
Who seems like a shoe-in?
I don't think there is one. I don't think there's a plan. I think the only thing
had to have a plan, though,
dude.
Right?
Are you nothing about Jerry
Dallas.
Jerry let go of what could have been one of the greatest head coaches of all time and on one of the greatest runs of all time in the NFL.
Jason Garrett.
Because his ego was upset at Jimmy Johnson. Like, if Jimmy Johnson stays...
a long time ago,
Let me finish, though. If Jimmy Johnson stays at Dallas, it might be one of the greatest dynasties that... It could have been better than anything the Patriots did. But Jerry Jones has not changed one bit. I hate to break it to you, but billionaires with egos don't stop having big ass egos. And Jerry Jones is, you could fill a room, you could fill this building with his ego. That's why he doesn't really have a GM per se. I mean, he has said multiple, I'm never going to stop doing what I do. I'll do things my way. That's why the organization has like one playoff win in the last, since that team kind of broke up in the late 90s.
But Jerry has had a plan for that team. And he's honestly, and I know that people go back and forth this, and Jerry needs to get his hands out of the pot. He's drafted well. He's drafted extremely well, as the GM.
Have but what have they won? I mean, they have drafted it well at times, but they've never put it all together because, and I think Mike McCarthy is probably the best coach they've had there since Bill Parcells. But basically, he hired Barry Switzer because he liked him, and Switzer got a Super Bowl out of it, but then it went to a debacle, and look at the guys that he hired to go there. And then he hired Parcells, and knowing that Parcells would only stay a couple years, let him get a little bit. Jerry Jones is one I don't dislike. I'm not sitting here and like crush Jerry because I don't think he's all as bad as people say, but the reality is he makes a lot of decisions based on ego. And the way they jerked around Mike McCarthy, I don't agree with. If you wanted to fire him, fire him. If you didn't think that you wanted him back, then let him go interview or take advantage of the interview process of other coaches.
And that's why I kind of agree with the whole I don't know necessarily. If there was like a plan, maybe there was they were planning-ish. That's kind of what it sounds like, because you just wanted to hang on to McCarthy just in case. That's why they handled this the way they handled it.
I just think the whole thing that came out about Deion yesterday and them talking to Deion, I think it was a little bit overblown on the socials that I saw. Were like, Deion's that, hey, they're going after Deion. Like, I didn't see it that way. To me, the conversation was like, let's bring him in and interview him. Let's see what happens.
Oh, I think once the snag hit with McCarthy and once they kind of started whatever happened there, he probably picked up his cell phone or gave it to Steven, his son, and said, dial up Deion there for me. And they called and he talked. And look, this might end up being a thing, but I don't know if necessarily he had a plan, because what happens is you get in these little contests, you know, measuring contests, you can call them. I got to church it up a little bit. And that's where your ego gets in, and you put your foot in the ground. You're like, I'm not giving in at all. And now you're stuck without a coach. You've missed the first round of interviews where guys are now going to be in their playoff games, and unless they get eliminated, you know, unless Detroit loses this week, to Washington, you might not get to talk to these guys until the off week of for the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah.
And you just put yourself behind. I tell you one thing, I'd call Rooney and say, what would you take for Mike Tomlin? Because I think a change of scenery could maybe help. I thought Jimmy Johnson had a good point. He got crushed for it. I don't think a change of scenery would be bad for Mike Tomlin.
It's good for everyone.
And you got a team that you could probably, you're close to winning now. Mike Tomlin, knowing the way he works, seems it might be a breath of fresh air. I don't know what Mike McCarthy is like as a coach, as far as he a player's guy or is he a hard ass. I think Mike Tomlin is more of a player's coach than people realize.
I think Mike Tomlin would be good for a lot of people on that roster. I will say that. Now, they're having to kind of remake their offensive line and things, but I would just look. If I was Mike Tomlin and I had the opportunity to do it, I'd jump on it, and I would leave behind almost everybody in Pittsburgh. I'm not bringing Arthur Smith. I'm not looking to trade for any of those guys.
Like, I'm just as hell leave George Pickens there.
I'm clean slate, like all the way up and down, clean slate, and I'm moving on from everybody.
Maybe T.J. Watt. Put him next to Micah.
Don't leave that guy behind. All right, let's move on here. Up in Massachusetts, my home state, Mike Vrabel was officially introduced.
You're not claiming Georgia as your home state?
No, I do, but I was just saying I was born there. Okay. Can you say, like, that's your home? Like, I was born
home in Massachusetts? Home is a big word, Tiff. You don't just throw around the word home.
Mike, home is where the heart is.
I know. That's my point.
Yeah,
you just said her
here,
heart's in Massachusetts.
But like, I was bored about how often do you get to say Massachusetts?
Home is where the heart is.
I just wanted to.
I know you have that sign.
I do not have any.
You know what that's from, don't you?
That say live, laugh, love. Didn't I go on a tirade about that?
I did. I know that this man has a Cracker Barrel sign in his house somewhere that says home is where the heart is.
We know
it's from Joe Dirt, where he's looking for his parents, and the guy
it's
comes
not
up.
From, I mean, yeah,
yeah, it is.
It was,
oh, what a heart
you think
is.
He originated.
I don't think they originated
here.
That.
Yes, they did. All right. Adam Sandler wrote that, and
it's the first time it's ever been used.
David Spade used it. Homes where the heart is.